This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Okay, welcome to Racer Radio. What, you're not turned up?
I don't hear anything, Dave. There we go. Thank you.
That's Brittany.
Hi.
And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
We do want to just do one thing, if I may. I just want to take just a second of silence for the 13 lost souls. Heart literally breaks, I have to tell you.
I tear up every time they show something on the news.
I was in the military. I know exactly what it's all about. But, hey, let's do something on a little bit more positive note. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a grocery store, liquor store, or a store that you have cashiers and you're just having a hard time getting a good cashier or getting one that wants to stay, well, you can call Southwest Point of Sale. They'll put in a self-checkout system. All you have to do is call them at 800-540-2149. Talk to any of the guys and girls there and say, hey, you heard me on the radio and you'd like them to come out to your location and take a look. If you sign up, you'll get a 7-day, 24-hour, an hour-a-day service, no matter what, to keep you up and running. Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149. And Black Forest Motorsports, hey, if you're looking for that alternative to the dealer with your BMW, Mini, or Porsche, Black Forest Motorsports, go to Black Forest Automotive. .com. All right, folks, we've got the wizard on the line, Jim Kidrick. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. You?
I was just telling Brittany that this guy is the best. I said he's a 33 and a third long plane interview. She looked at me, she goes, what are you talking about?
I've heard of
about?
A lot of expressions, but not that. But when you said big record player, I said, see? Oh, I get
and
it.
It's a compliment, because all I have to do is watch. Turn the switch. Jim, what are we going to talk about?
What's going on?
Well, I think we're going to talk about San Diego Bay Fair 2021.
Oh, yeah,
I think we are. And you started that program how long ago?
Well, you know, actually the first event was, of course, in 1964, the day Mission Bay Park was the way we see it today.
That's right. But, but we got Bay Fair coming back for all the folks out there that love Bay Fair. And so far, so good. No restrictions, even though it's outdoor.
No restrictions, and of course, outdoor is a real plus.
Exactly.
And of course, as you remember, I'm the guy that gave it the name San Diego Bay Fair, if you remember, Davey.
I know. Oh. Hey, I remember coming down to one of your events, and I was the only PR guy there. And I went, really? Then you asked me to go out for a ride in the showbizkids.com boat. You asked me, have I ever driven one before? I said, yeah, sure, piece of cake. Had the time of my life. I look at powerboat racing so different, and I think that's important for people to realize. If you want to come to an event that's like coming to somebody's backyard, am I right? All these people camp down the sidewalk, and if you walk slow enough, they'll invite you in for a beer, a hot dog, a brat. Am I right?
No, you're totally right. As you know, it's really the largest annual family festival sporting competition in San Diego. When you look at Mission Bay Park, it's also one of only two opportunities you have to spend the night in a motorhome in the park. The other, of course, is the Crew Classic, which doesn't do it much anymore, but we do it, of course, on all three what we call islands, you know, Fiesta Island, Ski Beach or East Vacation Isle, and Crown Point Shores. And actually, on Sunday, we're going to have a car show with Charger Steve. And a motorcycle show on Saturday, all on Crown Point Shores.
Fantastic. Oh. So that's going to be fun for everybody. And now, did you bring the drag boats back this year or no?
No, we didn't. Yeah. You know, they're somewhat problematic. First time we brought them, of course, was, as you remember, when I brought 1995. every so often, one of them would slip a little long. It wouldn't stop as well as good to have.
Hey, you needed to have those toolies cut down anyway. It was a win-win for everybody.
Well, what's really funny is that, as you know, you pull the boat out, and within 3 weeks, you don't even know it was there. But, you know, we have all these California stuff, and they don't understand that it all goes away very quickly.
I know. They don't get it at all. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of boats we'll be running.
Yeah, this year.
Well, you're going to have the, you know, the Unlimiteds, of course. And most people, once again, don't know that we have the fastest Unlimited hydroplane course in the world in San Diego. So the world record is held here. It's a full 2.5 mile course. Once again, Davey, you know this, but the curvature of the beach on Ski Beach has a matching curve on Fiesta Island. And so when you look down God's View and buoy Fiesta Bay, which is where the racing takes place, it's a 2.5 mile oval. Termed at the time Gold Cup race course, and actually, smart as they were in the day, they included up to 10 days of unmuffled powerboat racing annually in Mission Bay Park and 4 additional days on the Unlimited hydroplane race course. So they protected it because they knew, as you all know, that when we do these kinds of things, it's an economic boost to our community as well as providing enjoyment.
And didn't Bill Muncy design that track?
Well, he didn't so much design the track as he worked with them, you know, Les Ernest and the gang that was really forming, once again, the park as we see it today. Mm-hmm. So the first Unlimited hydroplane competition was 1964, the day or the year the park was completed the way we see it.
Yeah, and I always heard that when Bill Muncy would win the race down there, he would go about 3-4 feet off the deck and then spray the fans. Can you imagine,
you know, Yeah. Well, Bill was hydroplane racing, you know, for a long time, winning a driver of all time. And he added, you know, that spark. All of us wanted a driver, that personality. And, of course, Fran, his widow, you know, Bill died in Acapulco in 1981 in a race. And Fran was on our board for many, many years, and is very friendly to what we do.
She's a sweetheart. She's an absolute dear. She runs I think she still runs that really nice restaurant down in Chula Vista.
She does. She's the one down there, you know, in
next to Jake's, next to Jake's or whatever they're calling it today. I can never think of the name of that place, but the food there is superb.
I'll think of it in a second.
As soon as you hang up.
While you're thinking of that, can we go over nuts and bolts for those who want to join? So I believe it's September 17th to the 19th, correct?
It is, 17, 18, 19, all day, every day. Of course, the biggest days are Saturday and Sunday. We start, by the way, we will have other series down there. We'll have the Grand Prix series will be with us and a number of other categories because we've seen a lot of interest, needless to say, in 2021 as everybody gets back doing things. They're very, very willing to join in that San Diego Bay Fair World Series of Powerboat Racing effort that is really very, very much San Diego. So we're very excited, and there may even be some evening activities that we're working on.
Oh.
So if people want to buy tickets and get more information,
it's super easy to find. I'm finding everything on my phone right here.
So that's probably, would you say, the best way to grab tickets on the phone? That way they're just there when you get there?
It really is. Get them online, take care of it beforehand. It just makes the process easier. Mm-hmm. As you know, we start developing quite a crowd that Saturday, Sunday, and I would tell you, every day you come early. You know, the enemy is parking, meaning access. We do have, of course, a shuttle that works, you know, so if somebody parked on Fiesta Island, they'll be shuttled over to Ski Beach or shore. So that'll be operating, and everything, like I said, is really falling into place. And once again, as we've seen things pushed to the second half of the calendar year 2021, you know, the reopening process, our motorhome sales are up from 2019, of course, because we didn't do 2020.
Right.
So we're pretty excited, and I think that a lot of San Diegans and people who don't live in San Diego who look at this kind of stuff, because it's just as much fun to come down and not even pay attention to the boats, where families come together.
Sure.
You know, they're doing carne asada, grilling, blah, blah, you know, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, you know, all day Sunday, and, you know.
On the beach. On the beach. What? How could you not like being on the beach for the weekend? Jim, thank you very, very much again. You have a wonderful day. We're going to actually have, just for added value, we're going to have Shannon and Scott Rainey and driver Jamie Nielsen from the U-11 boat. They're going to be on at 3:45 and kind of give the fans an insight on what goes on in the pits.
Well, Dave, I thought you said I had 2 hours.
You wish you had 2 hours.
He needs to come in next time.
No, stop it. He has to pay. He has to pay.
Oh, man.
I buy this airtime. You know, this guy, I swear to goodness, I'm on 5 hours. Him and I could sit here and talk for 5 hours.
We could.
You think I know. I've known you. I don't know how many years, but I know. Yeah. And I love, and that's the problem. You're just like a vintage radio. I just can't get enough of them. I told everybody last week I bought my last one, and I just went and bought one yesterday.
Yeah, and we all told you were going to buy another
one. I know. That's why I like hanging with this guy. He's a blast.
It was nice. I always see him on KUSI.
I know. He's a wizard.
I'm heading to the museum at 5.
At the Air and Space?
Yeah, for a wedding celebration. Right after the show.
I'm going to be there.
I'll look for you. You don't know what to look for.
Yeah, she's in a really pretty white dress with, like, pink flowers
Japanese style.
Wait. It's going to be wonderful. Dave, if you come, I'll find you a seat. I swear.
Find me a seat. I'm working till 6.
He's working 2 more hours.
I'm not out of here till 6:30, almost 7 o'clock. Her wedding will be over by then. Not her wedding, but the friend. All right, buddy. Hey, folks, go down to the Air and Space Museum.
Yes.
If you haven't been in a long time, they change it so often. You could go once a week. And you know what? Join the Air and Space Museum. And while you're at it, go next door to the Automotive Museum and join them as well. In fact, join as many museums as you can, because that's what's going to keep our history alive. And by the way, bud, hey, thank you for all your service. And I know this has been a tough week for you, too.
Let me tell you, you don't want to get me on this topic.
I know. Get off my air. I'm not going to do it unless you pay me hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Bye.
Take care.
Goodbye, Jim. See you later.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. This is Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is El Cajon Ford. Man, I'm telling you, check them out. I was looking over the lot, and they're building up on their work trucks. So if the end of the year is right around a corner, which unbelievably it is, you may want to upgrade your truck fleet. So go down to El Cajon Ford, see John. Tell him you heard it right here. ElCajonMotors.com. So who have we got on the line?
Do we have Rowdy?
Yes, we do.
Yeah!
How did we get Kyle Busch?
Okay, this is one of the most popular guys.
Or is that the wrong Rowdy?
Wrong Rowdy.
Oh, well. It doesn't matter. That's my nickname. So.
Oh, this is the nice.
This is Rowdy.
This is the nice Rowdy.
This is the nice Rowdy, yes. This is like one of the most popular guys.
Yeah, that's Brittany up there. Pull your mic up, girl.
The one that Brittany stole a microphone from.
Yes. Yes. I told Dave about that when I saw you at the track a few races ago, that that guy over there, this is how I met him. I actually stole the mic out of his hand because I finally made the podium. I was so excited.
Don't you love it when they do that?
I don't know
exactly.
Well, you know what? As an announcer, it startles you. Because
yes, it does.
Because you're in control of the mic, which means you got however many people listening, and
yeah, he's running the show.
Yeah, and the minute somebody whips it out of your hand, it's like,
and he didn't even know me. It was my first time at that track.
Trust me, you're not the first person that's done it. How many times do everybody get excited on their first win or podium, and not just about climb all over you like you're a Christmas tree?
It's happened several times.
Okay, that's better. That makes me feel better. I didn't even know I did it.
Trust me, she's been bubbling about it ever since she did it.
Well,
she's told
night,
that story 100 times.
Yeah, I had to like Facebook friend him, I had to find him to apologize. And yeah, but anyway, he is so, like, everybody loves Rowdy. And
so
it's
where
good.
Does he call his races?
Well, now he's coming down to Barona. That's... I met him out at Canyon.
Wow.
Yeah,
yep, I'm scoring down at Barona. So I'm part of Brad Whitfield's dream team.
We're working at
Cocoa Paw and Barona and getting both tracks going and living the dream.
I thought I was cool with 5 hours of radio. You're way cooler than I am. I'll tell you how bad you and I have it. I call the Burn Institute Firefighter Demo Derby inside the arena at Del Mar. Do you know who listens to me? Absolutely no one.
What?
But yet I announced that whole frickin' thing from A to Z, right?
That.
Right, Rowdy?
Yes. It's the things we do for the sport we love.
That's right. And we don't, I hate to say it, but we're into it so much, we don't even know if people hear us. But don't you love a good sound system?
Yes, you do. So I've announced, I've scored. You know, I just love the dirt track racing sport. I've been around it my entire life, and it's a dream come true.
Have you ever been behind the wheel?
Yes. I ran a few races when I lived in Colorado, but met the wall a few times, met the tractor tire a few times. I'm much safer in an enclosed booth than on the racetrack.
So, in other words, you don't have to be dropped like a child more than once to figure out.
He's not maybe a slow
I
learner.
Maybe I should make a little left turn here.
Exactly. Maybe I should just end up in the booth. Everyone else is safer.
Yeah.
And
everybody else.
I'm having a lot more fun.
Okay. Thank you then, Rowdy.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Well, you know, you're absolutely right, though. I mean, you have to be able to adjust. And if you love the sport, like I'm the longest airing motorsport show in San Diego County. I can tell you it's been over 30 years because I absolutely love it. And I love all forms. I mean, we got boat racers calling in at 3:45. So, yeah, so I get it. So I've not been. Now, you're going to work Cocoa Paw and Barona. Have you? I've not been to Cocoa Paw, but everybody says
you're
that,
missing
that place
out.
Is the bomb.
The place is the bomb. It's probably one of the nicest facilities in the state of Arizona. In fact, one of the nicest facilities on the West Coast, in my opinion.
Wow.
One of the nicest tracks I've ever worked at. And like I said, I've been working at racetracks 28 years. So it's one of the nicest tracks that I've been to and one of the nicest tracks I've been privileged to be working at. So
the spectator restrooms are super nice, and it's a big track.
And I'm sure the people that run the track are help with that. Those accolades.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Everyone's appreciated. We're one big happy family down there. It makes the 3-hour drive to Cocoa Paw worth it. So I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's 115 degrees out there right now.
Chill.
It rained on me on the way to the show today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Holy.
So come up to Barona to help out. That's a nice change for a few days, getting the 70, 80 degree weather. So it's, you know, it's kind of nice to come up there and help out and enjoy the cool weather for a little bit.
So you'll be out this weekend? I see a schedule. Did you want to go over that, or would you like me on who's running?
You can, because I don't have it in front of me. But
okay.
I'm not going to be there this weekend. Family's going to be in town. So I'm actually skipping out on a weekend. Brad was kind of shocked when I told him I'm going to be skipping a weekend, but it's not often that I miss out on a chance to go to a track and help out. So we got family coming in and just going to be able to relax. And
there you go. Well, this won't be Dirt Dude's one and only time airing the races by himself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's done it a time or two.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
But
so,
you watch, he's going to eventually miss you.
Everyone will miss him. I tell you, he's so popular.
So who's running?
So yes, despite Rowdy's absence, y'all should still come out and cheer because we've got, now the Pure Stocks are doing 50 laps. Do you know anything about that, Rowdy?
No, it's 50 laps and $750 to win. So
yes.
It's more money. It's more money spread out. So 50 laps and I think it was 2 weeks ago, last race, they raced them the opposite ways. So I don't know if they're going to be racing them the opposite way for 50 laps or
right.
how they're going to be playing that out. Or, hey, stop them at 25 and
go the other direction.
One way, 25.
I like that idea.
I like that idea, too.
So we got the Pure Stocks, 50 laps. I believe they're feature. They're the first to go out. Pony Stocks, IMCA Sport Compacts, Dwarf Cars, Street. Oh, it says Street Stocks as well, Junior Sprints, Mini Dwarfs, and Mini Late Models. That's what I see here on this.
That sounds about right.
And it's Saturday, September 4th. Gates open at 12. Racing starts at 5. That's qualifying.
All right, so that's it, folks. So, but then you can also go to Barona Speedway.com. And what you know what Cocopa's website is?
Cocopaspeedway.com.
How hard could that be?
Well, well I'm really you have glad to know how to spell Cocopa.
If you just go C-O-C-O-P-A-P-A, it'll come up. That's the way I look at it. Well, you know, I'm glad to see that these two tracks are trying to work out, you know, a schedule, you know, where nobody's, you know, stepping on each other. Because that's what's going to be the strength of keeping dirt racers, you know, keep them going.
Exactly.
Did you, was that a definite point, like Cocopa and Barona for the remainder of the season will never conflict?
Well.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to. I don't, you know, Brad's the one that does the schedule and all that, and he just tells me where to go and when to show up.
Okay.
Well, the only thing, if there was going to be a change, it would be weather. You know, like, for example, if we got totally flooded out at Barona Speedway, and let's say it was going to be a points race, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'd have to, they'd figure it out. But,
yeah, they'd have to figure it out. But, I mean, there's always, I mean, last thing I want to do is put you in a position where you're saying absolutely no way they will not.
Yeah. I see what you mean, yep. Dave.
Yeah, just saving the boy, you know?
I was just wondering.
Rowdy, I look forward to running into you. Tiffany.
My name's Brittany.
Brittany. I got too many women in this place.
You do.
Would love to come out, hang out with you, and get you back on radio again.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic over there on Woodside Avenue. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, and they'll take care of all your racing, hot rods, sporting needs. You weren't even born when that song came out.
No, he wasn't. That doesn't mean he can't appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate this
You're
song.
An old,
Plus, another old sad news. The drummer of this song passed away, too, so I had to play it for him, too.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite songs. Hey, have we got our special guest on the line? Oh, no,
Brody.
No, it's a live to tape.
Oh.
Is it? Because I think he's on the line here.
Who?
Brody.
Oh, Brody Roa. You know what? Yeah. I'm thinking about the last segment. Don't mind me.
Oh.
Mr. Roa.
Yeah, update time. Did you have some sponsors you were supposed to talk about?
No, we don't want to talk about sponsors. I'll let it slide.
Brody.
Oh, Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway, yeah. So how you doing, bud?
Good, good. Just catching back up on life here again.
Hey, I see you got a gentleman that you're chasing, and he's trying to go faster than you. Mr. Gardner?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You whacked off some points.
I know, right?
Yeah, really. Over the last month and a half or 2 months, we've knocked off quite a bit of his point lead. So, we'll.
But he's not been driving as much as you have, has he?
I've ran a couple races this year outside of our regular series, the 360 stuff with Jason May.
Okay, so then you and Gardner have been running the equal amount of races. You've just been doing a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't for a couple of silly mistakes at the beginning of the year, I think we'd have a pretty decent points lead right now, actually. So, yeah, we're running really strong right now. Over the last month and a half, we've got this new car pretty much figured out.
Yeah, that's why I like having you call back, because
mm-hmm.
I remember when we first talked to you as a brand new car, and you were kind of saying, "Well, I don't know," you know. And now it
now
sounds like
knows.
You got all the bugs.
Now
out.
He knows. He's bonded.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, like anything in racing, you can learn something new every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Figure out ways to make it better. But yeah, we got a really good baseline on it now that when we show up to the track, we're not, you know, experimenting too much anymore.
Right? That's got to feel good.
Exactly. So, yeah. By the way, we are dedicating this show to your wife. Anybody that would take his wife on vacation, tell her, here's a TV remote,
honey,
and a big bag of popcorn.
I'll be back.
You had better bought her something really, really nice besides that beautiful little daughter.
Can you fill in for the listeners what Dave is talking about?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, spill your guts.
So it was actually a little more than a vacation, right? We went to her, she's got family in Montana, and her cousin was getting married that Saturday. That's why we went there. And then with the, how everything was going this year and, you know, how good we're running. And I caught a 6 a.m. flight back and, of course, missed the wedding. So that was a bummer there. But, you know, at least we got the win and some extra cash out of it and made up some good points. So
did you notice how he just skipped over how he told his wife he's going to go racing and I'm going to miss the wedding? He just kind of breezed right
missed
on by
the wedding,
that part.
Bummer, but I won.
Yeah, but I won.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is so cool. Well, you must have a super understanding wife. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she's Gardner.
Awesome to put up with this for so long, yeah.
Yeah, right. You're reeling in Gardner.
He's reeling in Gardner. She must understand.
Yeah, she totally understands. Because, I mean, that's going to be I think that's going to go right down to the wire, don't you think?
I hope it's not too much to the wire. I hope.
I knew you were going to. I knew you were going to say that. Well, we get that close.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's awesome.
Well, how many more races do you have?
Good question.
Till the end of the season.
I think there's like 10 races or nine, 10, something like that. Yeah, we got a little ways to go. We got a bunch of the national shows at the end of the year, so.
Are you going to do
five or six?
So you don't think you have to do much than just minor stuff for the rest of the season on the car? I mean, you know, unless something ridiculous breaks, but I mean, you think you've got it as much as you can get out of it, or is that going to go track by track?
It'll go track by track. Yeah. I mean, again, next week we go to Chico and Petaluma. We haven't really run this car on a track too similar to those. I guess maybe Kern at the beginning of the year, you know, when we didn't know much about it, is as close to Chico probably as anywhere else we've been. And still,
how big is
still
Chico?
Quite a bit different.
How big is Chico?
I think it's a quarter mile.
Okay,
what they call it.
So
I'm not sure.
What's your favorite track? What do you think you do the best on at any given time that you're on that particular size track? What's your favorite?
I like big and slick. So my favorite California track is Calistoga.
Really?
Wow. So,
oh, yeah, I've been to Calistoga.
I was bummed. I was a little bummed I got swapped with Chico this year, and we're not going to Calistoga. So
that's a bummer.
That's a big track.
I think the last time you called in, you said you were heading to Kern, and I asked you to take notes on it because I might be heading there in a couple of weeks for the first time. Can you give me a little insider, as if no one else was listening, something I need to know about that track?
Yeah, it's slick. It's a lot like Oildale or Bakersfield. There's little patches of grip, and turn one, at least in a sprint car, gets a little narrow. So.
But everybody knows where that patch is.
It's racy, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a racy place. It's really racy.
That's cool.
Did you say that was a half mile?
No, Kern is a third or something like that.
Oh, that's going to be right in your wheelhouse, young lady.
I like third.
She got power steering, so she's golden
now.
I
just like everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just likes her. Well, she just, I don't know if we told you, but she got power steering for this season, and she's just been in girly heaven,
happy,
as the saying goes.
Happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Makes a heck of a difference.
I just
I know when we lose power steering in the sprint car, wear you out.
Yeah, wears you out. Curious, I don't know, but very curious. I just was back in Indiana last week, and I saw Jake Swanson. And I know he was a California boy. Did you guys race each other, or was one of you 360s and another 410? I don't know.
No, yeah, we raced each other a lot. Yeah, we were really good friends when he lived out here.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Out at Paris, I was wondering if. Yeah.
So did you race with him? Did you race against him last week? Because weren't you back there, or no?
No. Oh, we haven't. We didn't make our trip back there this year.
Yeah. Well, doesn't that kind of take away from the championship run when you do that?
Yeah, the last couple times we did it, we haven't had the best of showings and kind of wore out our wallet and patience and energy. So
yeah,
but it doesn't sound like you give up.
No, you can never give up.
Yeah, he's never give up. Yeah, that's you. You almost kind of go, what'd you just say?
No, he doesn't. I mean, to get
do you?
No, it's too fun, right? It's
it makes you question what you're doing in life every now and then.
Well, every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Every once in a while, but then you remember those highs.
See, Brittany totally understands what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's remodeling her house from top to bottom, and this little hot rod sitting in the garage with its mouth open, waiting for more dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's the story of it.
Yeah, but you can't give it up.
No.
Not for a house. No.
So, hey, the last time we talked, you guys or your series was having trouble with tires. Has that problem resolved itself?
There's still a little tire shortage here with Hoosier. I don't know. They're having trouble with material or something to build these tires. So, everybody seems to be a little short. All the suppliers and
because I was just kind of
short on some tires.
Because without tires, then it just makes it even that much more fun. But you got to have good quality tires. So I just didn't know if anything had come to be. But I guess everybody's saying if everybody gets up to snuff again, it's going to be about mid-2022.
Oh my gosh!
We're changing tire rules back here for our series before the national guys come out, so hopefully they get it figured out by then, and we can get enough medium right rear tires for the everybody out here to get a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you'd almost like to stock up, but I'm sure they're only going to sell you a limited amount so everybody gets an opportunity.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, the big guys are out there trying to buy up a semi-load full of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the National Series has been on them all year, so they got enough for back there. But We'll see how many we get out here.
Yeah. Well, all you can do is try. Just keep working at it.
That's it.
Where is he at a party or something?
Are you in Montana?
Did you get started without us?
No. We just got to the aquarium for our goddaughter's birthday. So.
Oh, is she telling you to get off the phone? Is she telling you to get off the phone? We got to go fishing?
There's a traffic director here.
That's funny.
All right. You know what? Go ahead. You want to ask me one more?
I was just going to ask if his sponsors were still giving him some love.
Oh, yeah. You want to throw them sponsors out? Man, I almost messed that one up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, HD Industries and Biker Bruce. Biker Bruce put up some lap money for the Hall of Fame race that we won. He put up a lap 29, of course, because that was the number of his car, and we got the lead on lap 28 and took his money. So
that was good.
So thanks to him and all the lap sponsors that put up money for that race. I think there's like an extra $13,000 up for that race.
Wow.
We got a decent amount, and Burris Racing and CSI Shocks and I think I said HD Industries first there.
Yep.
Lee and Norma Leonard, all our longtime supporters and Inland Rigging that came on this year. So a lot of people go into this.
Yeah, sure do. You still don't have a food sponsor? Jeez Louise.
No, I wish.
You do. I'm telling you. I ain't met a track.
Beer sponsor.
Or a beer sponsor. Oh, no, you can't have a beer sponsor.
Afterwards,
because otherwise you'll never get your beer done. All right, buddy. Well, yeah. Where are you at? The aquarium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Long Beach.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, you go have a lot of fun. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Always great talking to you. And we'll talk to you down the road and see how things are going.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio. I have no idea what that song is.
Oh, okay. Now I do. I didn't at first. I
was just dancing in the moonlight.
Yeah, I was just giving him the eyes, and then I was like, oh,
yeah,
there it is.
She was giving you the stink eye. I just want
now
you to
I
know.
Hear it.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue, Santee. Need to check them out. They've got a dyno. Whatever they do, they'll make it go fast. All right. Hey, we got two special guests on the line. Actually, three, I think. Got three?
No, just one.
Just one. Oh, you sound so sad.
Just one.
Well, it's either Shannon, Scott, Rainey, or Jamie Nielsen.
A representative of all.
Yes. And who shall I say is chatting?
You got Jamie here on the line.
Jamie!
See, you didn't go to the meeting, did you? So you got circled into it.
He picked a short straw.
So Jamie is the driver of the U11 11 boat?
That's correct. The U11 J&D's unlimited hydroplane.
Very good. So how long have you been driving?
You know, I've been driving hydroplanes since I was 12 years old, so not to date myself, but it's been, I believe, 26 years in a row now. It's some type of race boat. So the Unlimited, this is probably my second full season in Unlimited. So still learning, but getting better every time out.
Well, hello. Last time I looked, your laps are changing every millisecond, right? I mean, it's not an asphalt track.
The lap times are changing, but the track's also changing every second, too. So
that's what
I'm a little different than car racing.
Yo. Yeah, I mean, asphalt, not as much. Dirt, more. But water, even more. Yeah.
So the guys out there are trying to talk Brittany into going out in one of those little boats where you kneel down.
Yeah, for sure. That's where I got my start.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that where you started at age 12?
So get this. So they decide to send.
Exactly.
They sent Brittany a video of one going over. I said, that's not a motivating video to send to anybody.
That's not a way to encourage someone to get in there.
Yeah,
but,
I didn't think so either. So
no, I bet you. 90% of the drivers out there all started in a kneel down boat racing. So,
yeah, it's kind of like where Brittany's at. She races a dwarf car out at Barona Speedway. It has a Kawasaki 1100 motor in it, and it's a little looks like a panel truck.
1934 Ford bread truck.
There you go. So it's a bread truck. So I mean, and it's the same thing as your kneel down boats because everybody has to start someplace.
Not quite. You don't usually start in a dwarf car, but I would like to know if Jamie's going to be at the Bay Fair.
So we will be at Bay Fair. We'll be down there in a couple weeks and be down there. You won't be able to miss the boat. It's Chartreuse and Royal Blue will be the brightest boat on the course.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Brittany and I got a couple passes. I can probably go down Saturday. Brittany can probably go either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I don't know which is which. But we'd love to come down and definitely take a look at the boat. I always do this with every single driver. I don't care what you're driving. I always try to get you to talk about your sponsors because they're the ones without them. You wouldn't be talking to me on the phone right now. You'd be doing something else. So who are the sponsors and who helps you get to the track?
Oh, for sure. Our biggest sponsor, our biggest supporter is J&D's Hydraulics. They're out of Auburn, Washington, and without them, we couldn't be doing this. So, and also a big thanks to Scott and Shannon Rainey, the owners of the boat. So they give me the opportunity to drive their hot rod, and forever grateful for that. And yeah, Brittany, if you can make it down either Friday or Saturday, come find the bright yellow boat, and we can even put you in the cockpit, strap you in, and let you see what it's like to sit in one of those boats.
Sit in a chartreuse, as you said. Who picked that color?
Yeah, who picked that color? Probably the owners.
Oh, yeah. It's a long tradition of this team to run the bright yellow. So.
I've seen it. I've seen it because I was working with Bayfair back when, not in 64, when it very first started, but in the 90s, because I've been doing a motorsports show for as long as I can remember, and I don't care what type of sport it is, motorsports, I'll talk to you. And so I did. I had a chance to go out in the bay in one of the canopy boats where there's a driver and a driver and then the guy that runs the throttle.
Okay. Yeah, one of those offshore type boats.
Boy, did we get in trouble. We got stopped by the harbor patrol, and they popped the canopy, and I said, dude, all I got's a steering wheel. Don't talk to me.
Oh, boy.
But I tell you, man, there was one time he told me to turn, and I didn't turn fast enough. He grabbed the wheel, turned it.
Oh.
Boat got up on its right sponson, and I'm thinking, what did he say about that air? Where do I turn that air?
Oh.
I never was so scared in my life, but I have a total new appreciation for what you do, my friend. And for you to be able to do it as many years as you've been doing it. So you got a few trophies in the closet?
Yeah, there's a few trophies in the closet in the garage. All but, right. We're, like anyone else, we're always looking for that next one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully 2021 San Diego Bay Fair, maybe we can get our name on that one.
Oh,
so that's our goal. That's what we're working towards. And
so you haven't, looking you haven't, won, down there, you haven't right? won here yet? You haven't won here yet?
Not an unlimited. So I won 2019. We won in the Grand Prix class.
Ah.
I was driving the boat that won, but not in the unlimited yet. So that's the next one on the list to check off.
Okay. Well, you probably won't believe this, but about, what would you say, Brittany? 85% of the people that call us prior to a race.
Then they win.
And this is a God's honest truth, man. I don't know if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But if it works, yes, you have permission to call me prior to every race for the rest of the season. But it's happened. It's happened. It's crazy.
I certainly want to root for him.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking for unlimited division.
Right.
Chartreuse.
What number?
That's what I was going to ask. Do you run colors or numbers? Is it like too hard to see a number because you're going so fast?
No, we got numbers. So we're the U11.
Oh, that's right.
U11.
We did say that.
U11. Chartreuse and Royal Blue. Yep. Can't miss it.
Chartreuse and Royal Blue.
So
U11.
Do you guys sell
unlimited,
like memorabilia, hats, shirts, or anything like that while at out of the pits?
Of course. We got a stand set up in the pits down by the trailer. So anyone that has a pit pass, they can come down and get some shirts, get some hats, get some signed autograph cards. It's
excellent.
Yeah, it's full go.
All right. So how many different tracks do you run on in your series?
Well, this year we had one race canceled due to COVID, but this will be our fourth race this year. Usually it's at least five or six. So we go back east, race a couple times back east, and then come out west and finish up our season. So
what's your favorite track?
San Diego's the favorite track. It's hard to compete against Mission Bay down there in San Diego.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The water conditions are always great.
Yeah.
Like I tell my friends, I've never had a bad day of weather down there in Mission Bay. So
isn't that
it's beautiful?
Isn't that crazy? No, I've been following it since, like I said, since I've been in San Diego, and it's such a phenomenal experience. All the RVs and all the pits, you're right there. Once you get a pit pass, you can get in there. I tell people, don't get too close to your boat, because they'll end up with a rag or a wrench.
I put you to work.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I don't get to enjoy it quite as much as the casual fan does. I'm pretty jealous looking out over at Ski Beach and seeing all the RVs and everyone hanging out. And I'm over there all stressed out in my fire suit trying to strategize for the heat. But it looks like a great time. And I tell you what, the water conditions are great. The race course is great. The volunteers.
Unbelievable.
The whole race committee do a great job. Yeah. So really blessed to have the opportunity to go down there and race.
I'm kind of a rookie to this particular sport. Can you help me out? What is making it, your division in particular, unlimited?
So the unlimited hydroplanes are the only closed course race boats that run, turbine aircraft engines in them. So we're running turbine engines out of helicopters and out close to 3,000 horsepower, and we're getting close to San Diego. We'll probably touch 200 miles an hour at the end of the straightaways on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I asked.
Oh. Wow. Don't forget, they got to turn left next.
And how big?
And there's no brake pedal.
Oh, yeah, no brake. How big is your boat? If I were to be looking at it, what do you compare it to?
Well, he knows how long it is.
So the boat length is about 28 feet long and weighs about 7,000 pounds. But
a small RV.
We're putting out close to 3,000 horsepower, though, so it's quite a hot rod.
And being that it's helicopter motors, it's all about thrust, right? Air in, air out.
Correct.
Holy
so man. The only challenge down there is making sure we keep that salt water out of the turbine, out of the intake.
How do you do that? Especially if you get behind somebody and there's a rooster tail.
Yeah, you'll see in San Diego is the only race that we run, they call it a snorkel, on top of the cockpit. We extend the air intake all the way up in front of the boat so that when we're getting up on plane and off a plane, that water doesn't come in into the intake. So unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do if you get into a rooster tail. That's on the driver. You got to stay out of that.
That's on the driver. Definitely. So how many of you would be out at the track at once?
So the qualifying heats, they split the boat. So if there's 10 boats, it'll be 5 and 5. And then when it gets down to the final heat, usually there's 6 or 7 on the front line, depending on how big the course is. And
going that fast?
In the final heat.
Awesome. Thank you for painting a picture. I've been once years ago.
We're going to go again. You're going to love it.
You did a good job painting a picture
for me.
All right,
buddy. Hey, you did. You did an absolutely fantastic job. That's Jamie Nielsen. Look for the U11 Chartreuse Unlimited. Hey, buddy, we will see you. Take care.
Hey, thanks a lot. Look forward to meeting you guys down there.
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to go ahead and close this one down. And I'm going to open up Gun Owners Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.